Praise the Lord. Welcome to our scriptural insight, day 2. Why Jesus' anointing in his country yielded little. Matthew chapter 13, verse 55 to 58. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? When then are this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Jesus did little signs and wonder in his country because they did not believe in him as the long-awaited Messiah. Because right from time, the picture of a Messiah that the people had has been a warrior, a mighty man of a physical strength, as if had in time past, in David, Samson, Saul, and so on. You can check the account of Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 5. So to them, a Messiah must be a warrior, must be a mighty man of war. And what they have heard and read about the coming Messiah also still have a picture of a warrior, also still have a picture of a mighty man of war, as they have been used to those that have came and gone. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7, you can read it. And Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5 to 6, you can also read it. So, what they read in scriptures, what they've heard, still picture that the coming Messiah will be a mighty man of war, will be a warrior. And it is actually so. But they were misled. It was so, not in the flesh as they've been used to, but it was so in the spirit. So they judged their measurements in the flesh, not knowing that it is still the same thing, but this time around is going to be in the spirit. And when the Messiah finally come, Isaiah 53 verse 7, it came in this template. It made us understand that he was oppressed. He said nothing, and he offered himself to be slaughtered like a sheep. So this contradicts the way things has been with them. A Messiah cannot succumb like this to enemy, whereby he will be oppressed, he will be dealt with to the extent that he was killed. So a Messiah to them is not something like this. Messiah to them is a man of war that can defend himself, gather people together, and subdue kingdoms. So they missed it. And the man, the father of Jesus, Joseph, that would have brought more light and orientation to the people, did little. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 to 25. You can get it there. He did little. He did not share more light on this. Bible said he took his wife. They kept it a secret. That is why they see Jesus as a carpenter, despite working in power. Praise the Lord. Note, it is the anointing you esteem that you will believe and it will work for you. So in his country, they did not esteem him as anointed. It resorted to their own belief, and little was recorded in time of power of the Lord Jesus Christ executed in his own country. So these things made them to miss their Messiah when he came. It made them to shift focus when their Messiah came. It did not come in the templates of which they've been used to. But what has been said about Jesus Christ was true, nothing changed. He was still a warrior, he was still a mighty man of war. But this time around, it's in the spirit. And what they've been used to is in the flesh, so they missed it. Praise the Lord. Remain blessed and run with this word in Jesus' name.